This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two pounds and a red belt.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Monday, best day of the week. Man, what a weekend. 865-255-0303 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, good morning. Individuals.
Good morning, team.
What up? What up?
I like that hat, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's nice to actually have a hat that I can wear that represents Tennessee winning a championship of significance that is within the last 5 to 10 years.
Nice hat, man. Nice hat.
Thank you. You got to break it out and remind folks every now and then.
I had to get the championship gear after Tennessee got them a share of the SEC this year in basketball. You can't pass up that opportunity because of Tennessee. How often are those things going to come around? You don't know at this point. Maybe, hopefully, ideally soon, but you never know. You're never certain.
So. Well, I'm two sorts of champions today. I'm a snowball fight champion as well.
So. Wow, I did not even notice your shirt there.
So which one is better?
Wearing a Buddy from Elf t-shirt and a Tennessee championship
Buddy
hat.
Buddy the Elf. Charlie.
The Tennessee hat is definitely better.
I must say, I like Charlie's shirt better than mine.
I didn't even notice your shirt. I have my Bill Raftery onions
I like
shirt
it.
On.
That's a where'd yeah. you, oh, never mind, don't answer that. I like that
just
shirt.
A, literally a random t-shirt place on the internet had it.
That's why I asked, because so, yeah, I've never seen that
store.
Shirt before.
Yeah.
Looking good. Looking good.
I like your low T center shirt as well.
I look the best out of everybody.
Correct.
I know I look good.
For sure.
Yeah, low T center. Polo, nice and light. I know I look the best.
Well, you look the best because, I mean, more or less, you're getting paid to wear that shirt. And so we're the real chumps here, you know?
I mean, I don't think I'm getting paid to wear it. Just, hey, they gave me a shirt and I'm wearing it because
I genuinely
it's comfortable.
Think that is your best shirt or your favorite shirt, one of your favorite shirts, because you wear that shirt all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's comfortable.
It looks really comfortable. It's one of those, like, sort of golf sport tech polos.
Oh, yeah. It's comfortable, man. So,
yeah.
I look the best. I win. I'm the champion. Andy is the hour one champion. And Andy, let's see if he's on his good behavior this morning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing all right. I know there was a long, long list of players visiting Knoxville this weekend on campus. Has anybody heard how that went?
Well, I mean, it went well. No one committed. No one committed.
Yeah. So not as good as it could have gone, but, it was a huge recruiting weekend.
Anytime you can get 5-star Quavarius Crouch and then 4-star Taulia Tagovailoa on campus –
and Quavarius Couch for the, right, like the third time or something.
Yep, third time.
Campus.
This calendar year, only 5-6 months in. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, anytime you can get guys like that on campus, it's always a good day.
Anything else, Andy?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know y'all said. My bad. No, that's it. No. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, Andy. Yeah, ton of players on campus. No commitments, but like you said, Ben, when you can get these guys on campus, that bodes very well for your chances. Crouch, I will be surprised if he does not come to Tennessee.
Really?
I'm not saying he's coming.
So you kind of did.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying I will be surprised. I'll be surprised he because he's – been to Knoxville more than any other school.
Yeah.
He's been here. He's made the trip himself. And so I would be surprised Now, I'm not saying that he is coming. I'm not doing that. But I would be surprised. I mean, I understand what it means when you take unofficial visits. Now, unofficial visits are different now than they were in the past. But still, when you are somewhere for the third or fourth time in a calendar year, you obviously like what you've seen so much that you decide to return. So there's a huge opportunity for him to be the face maybe of this class. You do have Wanya Morris, who is highly ranked and is a really, really good player as well. But the North Carolinas are very, very important to Tennessee. Very important. And it's right over the mountains, 3-4 hours away. Very important area of the United States for Tennessee. But you're going to fight with Clemson. You're going to fight with South Carolina as well. But Tennessee is targeting Atlanta. You're targeting the Carolinas. And Crouch is one of the best players in the area. So Tennessee's in a really, really good spot. That's what I know. You never know what's going to happen between now and February or now and December when he finally decides to sign his name on the dotted line. But I like Tennessee's chances right now.
And then you still have an official visit that I'm sure he will take during the fall. The other name that kind of stood out that was on campus this weekend was Henry To'oto'o, which I hope – for my sake, he doesn't come to Tennessee, so if I have to write his name a blue million times, can you imagine how difficult that will be, To'oto'o?
Ultimately, it's really straightforward because it's T-O apostrophe
O. O-T-O apostrophe O.
Yeah, so you just think about it. It's the same thing twice, just yeah, T-O apostrophe O, T-O apostrophe O.
He would be a humongous get for Tennessee.
Really would be.
Number 33 player in the country, number 2 outside linebacker. He's from California, so that's kind of worrisome, especially now that Chip Kelly's recruiting out there. But he kind of reminds me of those Kevin Simon and those Rico McCoys and guys like with the linebackers that you were playing with, those big guys that really get after you. So he was another big guy on campus. And the two that really stood out to me were the two offensive linemen from Catholic, Cooper Mays and Brian Tucker. Tennessee hasn't really placed an emphasis on the in-state per se, but it seems like they're really going after those two. And when you need guys at offensive line and there's some big-time guys right down the street from you, you better be doing all you can to get them.
They have not recruited 2019 in-state players like they are going to recruit the 2020 kids. 2020 is a year for offensive linemen in the state, so there's going to be a ton of really, really good players right here in East Tennessee, West Tennessee, and Middle Tennessee in 2020. 2019 class, Coach Pruitt and company, they are going to be very selective, very picky about who they recruit from this area, from the state. But 2020, it's going to be on, man. It's going to be on. But, yeah, Cooper Mays, brother Cade, to see what happens there. And then Tucker, also there at Catholic High School, and Tennessee's known about him for a very – very long time. A local offer with some really cool family ties is T. Hodge, who is Maryville's sophomore running back, and he got his offer over the weekend. Surprised him. He made a visit to Kentucky, camped at Kentucky. He is the nephew of probably the best Kentucky football player since Tim Couch and Randall Cobb. A local product, Alcoa legend. T. Hodge goes to Maryville. And really surprised that T. Hodge went up to Kentucky, did not get an offer. But he got his first offer from – his first big-time offer from Tennessee.
Yep.
And that is major. That is major. We have players in this area. You know, we have some that pop up every once in a while. Tennessee has a history. Really doesn't matter the head coach, but Tennessee has a history of kind of slow playing the local kid, because sometimes you can get away with that, where you think as a coach, well, this kid's right here in our backyard. Of course he wants to come to Tennessee. Let's wait and see and offer him last minute. We can always get him. We don't need to really put an emphasis on these players. We can get them when we want to. And that's bitten Tennessee in the butt at times. It did with Randall Cobb.
Bit me.
It did with Randall Cobb. So, with T. Hodge getting an offer very, very early, That's going to give him even more confidence than he already has. But I saw an interview with him and WBR, very humble. He understands this is just the beginning. This is not the end. Now you have to really work, because now you have to show people that you earned that offer, that you are good enough to play at Tennessee. So a very cool moment for T. Hodge and Maryville, that Maryville community. I know how serious they are about their football, and they do a great job of supporting the football program. But great, great weekend for T. Hodge and the Maryville football program.
I do know this. One guy Tennessee needs to get in the fold that was here this weekend, at least according to Jesse Simonton of Rivals, is four-star linebacker in the class of 2020, Matavius French, because we need a name like that on the team. He's a four-star player with a five-star name, and you know you gotta get those guys.
That's fair.
This does not say. Let me.
With T. Hodge, I just hope it goes better than the last T that we recruited from East Tennessee.
The last TH?
Yes.
T with the first letter of the last name starting with the H.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that Tennessee offered, and I was like, oh, boy, here we go again. No, but Tennessee's his first big offer. And you said it, he's only a sophomore, so I'm sure that he'll pick up bigger offers, so to speak, going forward, rather than just Austin P in Chattanooga being his other two offers. Kentucky, Louisville, and Virginia Tech are looking at him. I'm sure they'll offer at some point down the road.
Martavius French is from Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
bring him to Knoxville.
Whitehaven.
Oh, yep. Well, that's technically Mississippi, right?
What? That's Memphis, man.
Or is that Olive Branch? I get them all mixed up.
That's Memphis, man.
Olive Branch is Mississippi.
That's Memphis. That's Memphis.
My grandparents are in Mumford. Anything southwest of Memphis, I don't know about.
Whitehaven is Memphis. It's right down the street from Graceland.
I get them mixed up. I get Whitehaven and Olive Branch mixed up.
No, it's not right down the street. That's another school that's right down the street from Graceland. But Whitehaven is
in the thick of Memphis.
It is in Memphis. And Rodney Salisbury, he does a great job with that program. And I've said it on the show before. Rodney will get a bus, put his whole team on that bus, and he will travel as far as he needs to go to put his kids in a position to get a scholarship or to improve or get noticed. That is the dedication that Coach Salisbury and his staff has. I mean, there's a few players on Whitehaven's team that's already gotten offers. And I talked to Coach Salisbury a little bit yesterday, try to have him on the show tomorrow. He has practice in the evenings there, which is very smart considering his heat. But we'll try to get Coach Salisbury on here tomorrow. He's coaching in Memphis. Memphis is very, very important to Tennessee, and he's seen kind of the feeling towards Tennessee go, you know, kind of go up and down like a roller coaster in the last, you know, 10 years with different coaches. And so definitely want to get his take on Memphis and players right there in his city as far as their chances to come to Tennessee and going across state. There's six other football programs that's closer to Memphis than Knoxville. So we'll talk to Rodney Salisbury hopefully tomorrow. Several of his players got offers from Tennessee over the weekend. 865-255-03. Take our first break of the day, first break of the week here at the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stay with us.
Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Into the future. Into the future. So I won't fly like an eagle.
865-255-03, Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Charles. Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Swain, you know, actually, you guys were right about White Haven.
It's down the street. Yep.
Yeah, it's right down the street. My sister went to White Haven.
Yep.
And I graduated. Now we grew up in White Haven, and it's also about 2 miles from South Haven, Mississippi. So,
yep,
yeah,
real close.
You guys are right. Swain, the thing about Memphis, and I've talked to you about Memphis trying to get more players out of Memphis before on your show, and you said you hit the nail on the head. There are four or five schools that are closer to Memphis. SEC schools than Tennessee is. And that's what makes it so hard. You know, we talk about Memphis, and if you listen to Memphis Sports Talk Radio, they have fans calling in from every school in the SEC. Alabama, Ole Miss, you know, Mississippi State, obviously Memphis, Vanderbilt, if you want to call them a school. I guess they're kind of like a school. But You have fans from all over the SEC calling into those sports talk radio shows. So Memphis is what, 6 hours? I can get to Oxford quicker than I can to Knoxville. You know, Oxford, I can get to Oxford from in like an hour.
I believe you can get to Oxford, Starkville, and Tuscaloosa quicker than you can get to Knoxville.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, there's five or six schools that you can get to faster than Knoxville.
Arkansas is probably.
Yeah.
about the
same. Well, Arkansas is about 6 hours,
yeah,
Charlie. So it's almost about the same.
Yes. Yeah, similar to Knoxville.
It's the worst.
Knoxville, but yeah.
It's the worst drive ever, Charles. Ever.
Oh, it is.
In history of driving, it's the worst drive. I remember doing a combine there, and I thought Knoxville to Memphis was terrible. Oh, my gosh. Memphis to Arkansas, which is halfway, by the way, 12 hours from Knoxville. It's the worst drive I've ever experienced.
Would you rather drive to Arkansas or go through Atlanta traffic?
I would rather go through Atlanta traffic. Yes. I would rather go through Atlanta traffic. Because at least I can get off an exit, and the wife, who knows all the shortcuts because she's from Atlanta, I can go by IKEA and hang out in IKEA for an hour or two until the traffic die down. I can at least do that. Arkansas, there's nothing. There's nothing, Charles. It's terrible.
No, it's an awful drive. Oh, well, I got a question for you. So I think you guys kind of touched on it a little bit earlier in your first segment. Are they being more selective about in-state guys this cycle than they will be next cycle? I'm going to hang up a list. You guys have a great show.
Thank you, Charles. Yes. Yes, it seems that way 100%. Now, 2020 is the year of offensive linemen. It's the year of the big boys in the state. But, yes, a little bit more selective this year. But you look at the offers that's going out to Memphis players, and who knows, we may have a good number of in-state players. They just won't be the mid-state.
Yeah.
There's more of an emphasis put on Memphis than any other area in Tennessee. Any other area.
And that's okay. And I don't think that he's being – I say he. The staff is being more selective with in-state players. I just think that they don't care where the best football player is from. If the best football player is 20 minutes across the North Carolina state line, the Alabama state line, the Kentucky state line, they're going to go get that football player. I just don't think that they care where they're from. They're only concerned about getting the best football player, whether he's from Alaska or Antarctica. They're going to go get that football player.
When they're watching film.
Going to go recruit a polar bear.
Of a player. When they're watching film of a player.
Could use him on the O-line.
They do not care where the player's from. They do not care how many stars he has next to his name. They don't care about any of that. All they care about is, can this kid play at Tennessee and help us win a championship? If they see a kid that has the tools that can help them win a championship, they are offering him. And what's going to happen is there's several guys that are committed right now that will get a bump in their rankings because Tennessee actually, you know, found these players before the rivals in 247s. That's going to happen. And that's why I have to take the rankings with a grain of salt with this staff because they have their own rankings. They have quarterbacks that they have graded higher than any other player. They have linebackers. They have receivers. They have guys that on their board is number one. But on the board of rivals 247 may be 15 or 10. There's guys like that all over this class, this commitment list already. And so the rankings, I would just take them with a grain of salt. Not saying that they're not important, not looking at all these guys who put in a lot of work with evaluating and really take it serious. I'm not going to change them at all. All I'm saying is, what Tennessee has is they have a system. They have their own rating system. And if they have a guy, they rate it very high. They don't care what the star is next to a guy's name or the ranking. They're going to offer him, and they're going to bring him here to Tennessee if they can. The thing about Memphis is that you're going to get players from Memphis that you don't have to worry about if they're tough enough, if they are mentally tough enough. Usually, those guys are because of competition level. The thing that scares you about sometimes recruiting in the city of Memphis is the Javon Robinson situation. 2012, AL.com put out an article. I remember this incident, but Memphis City Schools guidance counselor had to resign rather than being suspended because she changed the grade of the former Wooddale High School athlete, Javon Robinson, to make sure he was able to go to Auburn. And he gets to Auburn. He's not able to play immediately. He has to sit out. And then he gets in trouble. He went to JUCO. He came back, and then he got in trouble. It's just you align yourself with that potentially happening sometimes when you recruit that area. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be able to maneuver in those waters. And some of the other schools like LSU and Alabama, they have been able to. Now, Alabama has a player from Whitehaven High School and Josh McMillan, who was a 4- or 5-star linebacker coming out a couple years ago. LSU has players from Memphis. You just have to understand what you're getting into and make sure you have a plan to don't get yourself jammed up. Because if you invest time and money into a kid, and what I mean by money, that means resources that you're using to recruit a kid, traveling to a school, bringing him up, all that good stuff, you better make sure that he's going to be a player for you. Because if he's not ineligible or something happens, that's just one more player that you're losing, and you could have gotten that player somewhere else. So there is a there's high risk, sometimes high reward with athletes from Memphis. But I think it's worth it. I think it's always worth it to recruit that area. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Corey, my man. Corey, good morning.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Just sitting here checking you out this morning.
Hey, we had all the boys in town, and yeah, man, for Juice's youth camp up there, Northview High School Academy, and okay. We telling all those war stories, and your name came up several times, man. They were all good though. I'm just letting you know.
Good. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there, man. I had to go work that 9 to 5.
I understand, man. I understand.
So I'm sitting here checking you guys out, talking about recruiting, and I remember I had a conversation with Coach Fullman. We was talking about the same thing, and I was asking him, you know, why don't we recruit more in-state? Because I felt like sometimes guys with less talent but got more love for the school would give more of an effort than a guy with all the talent in the world but from Georgia, from Houston, from California. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't grow up with that UT love like guys around Tennessee did.
That's a good point.
And his response was simple. He said, Corey, it actually looks better when I can walk in Houston, Texas, and go in this high school and pull this kid out and bring him there. I can go to California or Florida or whatever, you know, pull these kids out of these states and bring them into school here at UT. And I really didn't have a comment for that. I was young, and I just didn't know what to say. And that was just his logic of why he don't recruit as much in the backyard, because it's easy to get the kid from Memphis. It's easy to get the kid from there if you really want them, but it looks a whole lot better on your resume pulling kids from these other big states and big schools.
Yeah, and when you win, it doesn't matter. The problem with Coach Former is, you know, recruiting fell off a little bit towards the end, and then when you miss out on a guy like Randall Cobb, oh, that looks bad, man. Looks really bad. And you always have that in-state kid, that kid right in your backyard. You always have that kid in your pocket. You think you do.
Exactly.
Because you think he wants to be at Tennessee. He grew up around Tennessee. So anytime you offer him, he's going to come. But what happened with Randall Cobb is Kentucky offered him first and showed him more love. And Randall went with the school that he promised he was going to play for, and he wasn't going to break his word. So it's very telling that Pruitt and company offered the T. Hodge kid from Maryville. Man, he's not even a junior. I think he'll be a junior this year. I mean, that's telling. That kid must be really a stud.
Watching his tape, you can tell he's the best player on the football field.
Oh, yeah.
Just as I guess he was a sophomore last year.
But what about you remember the guy? I cannot think of his name. He had a nickname. He was from Nashville, went to Notre Dame. You remember how they said he lost him, that he couldn't pronounce his name right? And the kid told him, you know, if you don't get my name right, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And he was talking to the kid again and pronounced his name wrong. He said, you know, I never come to Tennessee. I'm from Nashville, and you can't even pronounce my name right.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
Yeah. You know what I mean? there was a kid up in that went to Ohio State's camp, and Urban Meyer didn't even know who he was, and that kind of sealed the fate for Urban Meyer. I talked about this last week, Corey, and you know, there's a local kid that is currently now at IMG, and you know, he mentioned several times that Tennessee was late on him, and Tennessee had some ground to make up. And I know you recruited 10, 15 plus years ago. It's weird to me that sometimes kids let when a school offer them affect their decision so much that sometimes they may block their blessings and not go to the school they're maybe supposed to go to because this school didn't offer them first. Well, my thing is like, okay, if you are, let's say, you know, you're a junior or whatever, and you are a tweener, and you're working all summer long to get better, all spring long to get better. You're getting stronger and you're getting faster, but you're not getting an offer from Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, whatever. But then you improve, and then you get that offer.
Mm-hmm.
Why hold that against the school? You got the offer when you earned it. You got better as a player. You didn't deserve that offer 6 months earlier. So that is something that I'm paying attention to is, okay, what school will suffer from not offering a kid as early as they could have? I mean, T. Hodge gets the offer early, but he didn't get an offer from Kentucky, and his uncle is a legend there. Maybe they saw him and didn't think he was ready. Is T. Hodge going to hold that against Kentucky, or just say, okay, I'm going to Tennessee because they offered me early?
I remember when I was being recruited, and I remember exactly everything that I was waiting on. And for you, those people that don't know, I'm from Opelika, Alabama. Opelika, Alabama, I am 6 miles from Auburn University football stadium.
Yep.
So they basically lived at my house. My goal was to go to Georgia. I wanted to go to Georgia so bad. And I received scholarships from UCLA, you know, USC, A&M, Kansas, Tennessee, you know, a bunch of schools, Oklahoma, any way you could think of. And I finally got that letter from Georgia. I was like, God, that was nice, man. I've been waiting on this. That's where I'm going to go. And I was sitting down one day, and I just so happened to be watching. Because in high school, I never, ever watched college football. I never watched college football. I wanted to go to Georgia because I'm from Opelika, and we're the Opelika Bulldogs, and Georgia would be Georgia Bulldogs. So I wanted to remain a Bulldog throughout my college career. Like I said, never paid attention to college football. And I happened to be watching Tennessee, but I can't remember who they was playing, but they gave the ball to Travis Henry, and they just needed a yard or two. And I want to say Travis ran, and he dove. And he landed on his neck. And it was like the scariest moment ever. They showed the crowd. Everybody was, you know, like in disbelief of what just happened. And, you know, wanted him to get better, wanted him to be better, like everybody would at any other stadium. But when they got him on that gurney to take him out, or the, you know, the little bed to take him out,
mm-hmm.
and he gave that thumbs up, the way the crowd went crazy drove me to be like, dang, that is ridiculous. I was like, I want to go to Tennessee now. And so that next Friday after my game, I had an interview, and I was like, God, you know, if Tennessee would ever offer me, I said, I probably would go there. A gentleman who was from, like, Columbus News heard it, sent Coach up here the recruits a letter talking about me. In return, Coach Washington reached out to me. So Coach Washington come to talk to me, and the first thing he said was, you know, we had heard about you, but we didn't even think to recruit you because you were so close to Auburn, and you basically in their backyard. We knew that it would probably be a wrap for you going there. And I'm like, man, I'm from Opelika. If you know anything about Opelika, Auburn is our rival, growing all the way up. So kind of, it's almost like if you're from Opelika, you're an Alabama fan. If you're from Auburn, obviously you're an Auburn fan. I was like, I'd never go to Auburn. And he looked at me and smiled, and it just that grew a bond from that moment on, and, you know, my career ended up just like it did. But they recruited me. That was so late when they recruited me. You know what I mean? This was senior year. You're talking maybe second game. I only played three games my senior year because I tore my knee up opening kickoff with a fourth game. It's like the second game of my senior year when I talked to him. And he just stuck with me throughout, tearing my knee up on through, bringing me on into UT.
Man, that's a cool story because you mentioned Opa-locka being a rival of Auburn High School. Trooper son and Rashad Evans went to Auburn High School. Opa-locka was a rival of that school, and so it's weird for you to be 6 miles away from the stadium, but decide at a young age that you did not want to go to Auburn. You were a player that Tennessee got in on late, and you became a Vol, man. That's a pretty cool story.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Core. I appreciate you calling, man. Good to hear from you.
No problem, man.
And
take it easy, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. That's Corey Larkin, former Tennessee running back, kick returner, DB. I mean, he played every position for Tennessee. So fast for Tennessee when he played. He was Slash Force. He was Slash. 865-255-03. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Corey Larkin, man, Corey, you were easy, man. You were very, very easy to recruit. Corey said he liked Georgia just because they were the Bulldogs. That was it. And then liked Tennessee because the Tennessee fans were cheering on Travis Henry after, you know, he was taken off the field on the stretcher after diving and falling on his neck. And he just liked the way the Tennessee fans were cheering for him. And he wanted to be a Tennessee Volunteer. It didn't matter if it was Tennessee, Georgia. Corey just wanted to get away from Auburn. That's basically what I heard. He just wanted to get away from Auburn. You're just so in the middle of that stuff. They put so much pressure on you to go to Auburn because you're right down the street. Imagine that pressure that Rashawn Evans got.
I mean,
first round linebacker for the Tennessee Titans from Alabama. He went to Auburn High School, and he went to Alabama.
His parents had I want to say it was a convenience store in Auburn.
Had a business. Yep.
And they had to, I believe, shut it down. I don't believe they moved elsewhere in the state, but I'm fairly certain that business, they had to shut it down because of all the hate they were receiving and kind of all the threats. And, heck, Rashawn Evans has an Auburn tattoo on him.
Does he?
Yes. He has a big old AU on there. I'll pull it up.
Man. Yeah, that's weird when high school players get a tattoo of a school and they don't end up going there. It's kind of like with Martin Lane had a Clemson tattoo.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, he had a Clemson
tattoo. I never heard his reasoning for that. What did he ever give a reason?
He was going to go there. I think he either got hurt or he got in trouble or something, and that marriage did not last long, and then he came to Tennessee. I probably would have tried to cover it up, but no, he has a Clemson tattoo.
Well, maybe it was Reuben Foster. I thought it was Rashawn Evans.
No, Rashawn Evans' family did have a business in Auburn.
No, with the Auburn tattoo. One of them did.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up, though. But I know that happened to Rashawn Evans. Because he went to high school with Blaze Taylor. Trooper son.
Yeah, it was Reuben Foster that had the Auburn tattoo.
Ah, yeah, it's Reuben.
Not Rashawn.
Yeah.
Because Reuben's from over there near Auburn as well, I believe.
Yeah, when I see stuff like that, it makes me think of I was in the SMU, the documentary about SMU, how Dixon, what's his name? The main guy in that documentary,
I can't remember.
Their biggest recruit that ever went to SMU, you know.
No, Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson, not Dixon. Sorry. Eric Dickerson.
Ooh, boy.
He, you know, he was committed to some other school.
Oklahoma.
And then all of a sudden, he gets a gold Trans Am, and he flips, without ever visiting the school, to SMU.
Yeah.
Shows up in a gold Trans Am, and, you know. That's right. I don't know what happened there, you know.
Yeah.
Reuben Foster gets an Auburn tattoo. He's ready to go. And then all of a sudden, he commits to Alabama. But that just, I don't want to insinuate anything. But let's be honest with the situation here, you know.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Reuben Foster is from Roanoke, Alabama.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of it before.
It's near
Roanoke.
I don't even know where it's from.
Yeah, I've never
heard
of that place before.
It's like barely across the state line from Georgia.
Alabama can't even come up with their own city names.
Yeah.
You got to take them from Virginia.
Never heard of that place before. 865-255-03. But, yeah, Rashawn Evans went to Auburn High School. Dad had a business there in Auburn. And when he decided to go to Alabama, because he led folks on for a long time. I mean, he didn't like he committed early and stuck with it. He's one of those guys that announced late in the process, so people really felt like Auburn had a chance. He pulled out the Alabama hat, and then that's when the hate really started. His family's business was victim to a Craigslist hoax. You know, people were just ruthless with that situation, man. But that's how people are when it comes to college football in the state of Alabama, between Alabama and Auburn. But thank you so much, Corey, man, for calling in and sharing that story with us. I never knew that about Corey Larkin's recruitment. But it's just funny. Everyone has their own story about how they got to Tennessee or whatever school they went to. Everyone has their own story. It's really, really cool. We got Attaboy coming up next here in the Swain event, where we highlight positivity in the world. So stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From now on, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for some positivity. So we have Attaboy here on a Swain event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. So it is time for Attaboy. Now, Charlie, what do you have today?
I have an Attaboy for Brooks Koepka. He doesn't get an Attaboy because he's a Florida State alum or, you know, anything like that. We won't look at his history, but we do have to give him an Attaboy because he won the U.S. Open for the second year in a row. And really, this dude sort of came out of nowhere. He's a fairly prominent player, but he's not a guy that's as dominant on the tour as maybe like a Dustin Johnson right now, number one in the world. And he won the U.S. Open 2 years in a row, and he's the first guy to do that since 1989 when Curtis Strange won it in two straight years. And this one was particularly remarkable because he won the tournament at plus one. And if you don't know golf all that well, that means the tournament was really hard. That means the course played extremely tough because last year when he won, he was 16 under. So a 17-shot difference from 1 year to the next in terms of the winning number. But an attaboy to him, an incredibly impressive feat, one that's extremely rare. And, you know, just got to give it up. Dude was playing the best golf out of anyone in the United States this weekend. So congrats to him. Got a big payday.
I'm giving mine to – I don't know the details too well because the details weren't given very well. But if you were on social media, I guess it was Saturday night and yesterday, you saw a video floating around from a Canadian Football League game in which there was a drunk idiot running on the field.
Saw that.
And he just, it looks like in the video the security is just kind of standing and watching. Like nobody's really chasing after him. He's just kind of running in circles. And then he runs to where the defense is. And then the defensive back on that team laid him out, knocked him out, put him to sleep. I'm giving an attaboy to that defensive back for providing some entertainment because that video was amazing.
I'll put this in the show notes. I'll put the video in the show notes so everybody can see it.
It was at the BC Lions game in the Canadian Football League.
So. And I'll link it, so get the Swain of it app and then go to the show notes and app.
I remember when Ohio State – strength coach tackled a fan. I mean, laid him out. It was like the rock bottom from the rock. I mean, this Ohio State strength coach laid this kid out. I am going to Indiana, Versailles, Indiana, where a tweet by a sergeant with the Indiana State Police has gone viral after he said he pulled over a vehicle that was going too slow in the left lane. The officer tweeted out about pulling a driver over for going too slow. He says that the driver had 20 cars slowed behind her because she would not move back into the right lane. Twitter users responded to the tweet by begging him to do the same in places like this across the country. Can you transfer to Florida and patrol? One user responded. One person from Tennessee says, hey, we sure can use you in Tennessee. And the officer responded by saying, I love Tennessee, but unfortunately my enforcement power stopped at the Ohio River. Sorry. So I'm giving the attaboy to this police officer for pulling a car over, driving too slow in the fast lane because – I mean, we can have accidents.
What a hero.
I mean, he is. He deserves an attaboy. Finally. You got to know, if you're in the fast lane, you can't be driving under the speed limit. You got to get on over to the right, lady. So this officer deserves a attaboy. Good job. Good job. 865-200-5503, B-Drive, Waterproofing Hotline, SwainEvent.com. Hour 1 and Swain Event TV driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Really cool weekend where we had the Legends of Tennessee youth football camp there at Northview Academy in Sevierville. So attaboy to the Smokies for hosting all the guys. Also attaboy to Toyota Knoxville for hosting an autograph session where we had a lot of Vol fans line up to come around and get autographs from their favorite Vols. And I was just very surprised that so many people came out and they had things already prepared. Like they had cards that I've never seen before. They had posters. I was sitting next to Cedric Houston, so they had a lot of cards when he was playing with the Jets, all type of printouts. It was really, really cool, and it just made you think about how special our fan base really is. I mean, we haven't played. I haven't played since 2006 in my last year, and to have so many people out there with Jason Swain playing cards and a poster. I mean, I've never seen these things before. And I was just in awe. Like, wow, man. Andy came down. Andy doesn't live in Knoxville.
It's incredible.
Andy came down with a helmet. Got it signed. Had some really big-time players on his helmet that was already there. But just amazed. Just overwhelmed by the love and support of just our Tennessee fans. So, you know, we had Eric Worth-Moreland, Tony Robinson, Jabari, A.J. Johnson, Treese, myself, Cedric Houston, D'Angelo Lloyd was there signing autographs. Wow, it was just so many people that came out to support that autograph signing event there at Toyota Knoxville. So I want to make sure I highlight that during this segment here on the Swain event. So 865-255-03. Got a couple things on tap for later on in the show.
Lots of soccer. Going to talk nothing but World Cup for the final 2 hours.
And you're muted.
Can't do it, man. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know how important soccer is to the world. Okay. It's a sport.
You unmuted me, and I didn't know it.
Everyone plays. It's so popular. Whereas, you know, basketball is dominated by, you know, one country. They don't really play it much anywhere else. Football, but soccer is it's an international sport. It's probably the most popular sport worldwide.
Not
but
probably it
I'm
is.
I'm sorry, man. I tried. I just can't do the flopping. I just can't do.
Dude,
I can't do it.
Forget the flopping.
It was hard to watch.
I can't do the ties. I hate watching things that end in ties and everybody's okay with it. I don't understand that.
The flopping, the fact that so many of these games are like 0-0, 1-1. Like, give me some action.
Now, I will
something. But the flopping is what kills me, without a doubt.
I will say the Portugal-Spain game was entertaining, although it did end in a 3-3 tie.
That's at least – you had a lot of scoring. That's something.
Yeah. We'll be talking about soccer here in about 45 minutes when we have for what? Trust me. We'll have somebody else on for what? That has a lot to do with soccer. So
yep.
We will be talking about soccer here soon. 865-255-03. Touchdown Turnover coming up next. 850 AM, 100.9 FM. Rocky Top Sports. Stay with us. Be right back.